Yes, Allahu Akbar. God is greater, God is bigger, God is more important than everything outside of God. Praise be to Allah. We greet you with peace, all of you. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Well, how do you like your new situation here? Thank you. We are renting from ourselves. Yes, we are renting this place from CPC. This money goes to the investors. We expect the next 12 months to make a big difference for our investors. You had a lot of patience. I congratulate you. Yeah. Yeah, some of you all started back in 1997. Yes. Maybe 96, a few. Yes. So you had a lot of patience. And now God is rewarding. Allah is rewarding our patience and our sincerity. Yes. And I'll have a lot of good news for you after the hour, the first hour is up. I'll have a lot of good news for you. Yes, you know, we live in the best, perhaps, time ever on this planet Earth. In fact, I believe it's the best time ever. I know in man's history, this is the best time ever. Jesus and Muhammad, the prophets, peace be on both of them, they pointed to this time. And they said that much greater things will happen in the time ahead. They didn't say that the greatest things happened in their time. No. They said the greater things will happen in the time ahead. That's the future. The future. And now we've come to that future. And there's a saying that can be applied to many kinds of situations that we have in our life, in our family life, and in the public life. And especially for this time that we're living in right now, when man has been connected all over the planet Earth, there was a time when man didn't even know he was living in another place. If he were in the world that they call the old world, before the new world was discovered, they thought that was all the world. They didn't think there was any more world. They thought they were connected with all the people. They didn't know there were people on the other side of the world. But now we have been connected all over. We are living in the time of a global community. Man has finally come to be one global community, connected with human beings like himself all around the world. All around the world. First time this ever happened in history. Do you think God's servants, the prophets, didn't know about this time coming? Yes, they did. They knew the time was going to come when people were going to connect up all around the world. And they knew that when that time come, it'll be the time for man to be as he was in the beginning. How was he in the beginning? In the beginning, before man made his world over God's creation, we were supported by the natural world, and as we progress in our separate nations, our separate countries and places, as we progress, we got more and more out of nature that God created, more and more out of the natural creation of the natural world, and more under or in man's world. Man's world grew with the help of science that expresses itself out of nature or through nature. Science cannot come, you cannot have science of anything unless you first respect nature as Allah made it. You have to respect nature as Allah made it. If you don't, you will never have any science. No science. They call it objectivity, they call it by different names, meaning you take the subject, who's doing the work, out of the subject matter. You don't let the person influence the subject matter. So if you want to become a scientist of any particular area or any particular matter, skin science, hair science, whatever it is, you have to study what Allah created and respect it, and don't deviate from what it says. If you let your own self come in there and you start influencing it, you'll never arrive at the exact science. You'll never arrive at exact science. That alone should give us respect for what God, for what God has revealed. That alone, you cannot advance yourself but so far without respecting the order of matter and the order of nature established by Creator. And if you don't believe in Creator, established before you touched it. Huh? You don't have to believe in Creator, but just know that you couldn't get anything until you respected the world in its nature and in its state and in its composition, etc., and under its laws, etc., before you came into the picture, before you touched it. And this is in the Quran. Science is telling us now, we're getting it by way of the news media, but it's coming from science. It's coming from the field of science and religion. And they're saying that we're living in a time now when religion and science are coming together. They're compatible. The same God that made the material world from which we get the scientific disciplines, that's the God also that made humans spiritual. And he established that spiritual life upon a logic. And he created that spiritual life to one day wake up to his plan and have insight into things so that he can guide his life in accordance with God's plan for mankind, for all people on this planet Earth. And if he does that, just as science opened up great treasures and changed the world, so it's so much more convenient and comfortable for us now. Likewise for the spiritual realm, for the spiritual life and the spiritual realm. If you obey the logic established by the Creator, established by God, Allah, and respect that logic and use that logic as your tool to improve upon your spiritual understanding and to advance your spiritual vision for the future, you will have in the spiritual realm the miracles that we have in the material realm. And these are miracles. Oh no, the miracle was walking on water. Oh man, you can walk on water all day long. Ain't nobody gonna pay no attention to you in this modern scientific world. They ain't got no time to waste watching you walk on water. They want to see a ship sailing on water with a few billion dollars of material developed out of God's earth coming to man's market. Now you get their attention. Oh, God parted the Red Sea. That was a miracle. Yeah, the water went out and they walked on dry land. Well, I've been over there. And believe me, they got some earth movers. Now, industry. Got some earth movers that can go over there and change that whole waterway. Yeah, dig it right out, pour dirt in it, and close it up, and open it up somewhere else, and change the whole geography for that Red Sea if they wanted to. In that area where they walked across on dry land. And they say the wind came, right? The scriptures say the wind blew all night long. And the next day they walked on dry land. Well, we got some wind blowers too. We got some powerful wind blowers in industry. And they turn that power wind force on that Red Sea at that point, and you will see dry land pretty soon. It'll blow all that water out of there. So those miracles of the past, they ain't no miracles now. You know what the miracle now is? That man, as suicidal as he is, and I'm talking about industrial man too, suicidal as he is, he have survived his own deficiencies. And he has opened up so many wonderful opportunities for human beings. You know, when God says, both in the Quran and all the book of the Muslims, and also the Bible, book of the Christians, when God says that he put the man in the garden, and he made everything in man's surroundings useful to man, and told man, this is for you to use. The fish in the sea, whatever grows out of the land, and Quran comes and says, even what's up in the sky, sun, moon, and stars. He all made those things to serve man. And even back then, man was traveling on the high seas or traveling on the ocean, and he was using the stars to help him find his location and keep it, and follow it, and follow the direction for the destiny or the point that he was seeking. So this is ancient. That kind of knowledge is ancient, where a man uses stars like that. But look how now we know the composition of the planets or the objects high above in the space, far away from us in space, and we know their composition. And we know that the same elements that we have here, copper, iron, and zinc, and on and on and on and on, they're also out there. So the creation is similar. And man knew long ago about God's plan, God planned this, that small meters, objects, fall from space, burn up before they hit the ground. But some of them were so big, they didn't burn up before they hit the ground. They hit the ground, burnt, yes, but not burned up. And they found that there was iron in it. Huh? And there's a reference to this actual thing that happened back then. Might happen again, who knows? In the Quran, where it says that God sent down iron. Huh? Allah sent down iron for mighty war, for man to increase his power as a war maker, fighting wars, using iron. Swords of iron. Man didn't start out using iron or metals. He started out using his fist, and then when he saw a piece of a limb broke off, if that was handy, he ran and grabbed that. And he learned how to make a club out of wood. And I'm sure he wanted that mahogany wood if he could get it. But if it was a soft wood, he used that until he could get something better. Finally, he was able to make iron tools for peace and iron tools for war. These are the things we should reflect on. And I'm gonna stop right here before I progress further with that kind of logic. I'm gonna stop right here and tell you something that should really make you believe in something bigger than man. I don't care what you call it, but you should believe in something bigger than man, more powerful than man, more helpful than man. Yes. The world now, though it's advanced, it is also having a lot of trouble. So we still need something more powerful than man, more helpful than man. We're going to always need God. We'll always need Allah. Yes? There's not going to come a time. The more we progress, the more we need Him. Look how hopeless our leadership looks. The earth looks the same to me. We planted some flowers. They just as beautiful as they were 25 or 50 years ago. They still the same. So the earth hasn't stopped producing. But our leadership seemed to be deficit and deficient. Maybe I came to your mind. Yeah, you were one of them. You were one of them. Well, you don't know. I want to kiss you into heaven. That's how much I love you. I want to kiss you right on into heaven. And don't get sexy with me now. I wasn't coming. That would be disrespect. Yes. I'm going to bring something to your mind, and I'm going to tell you that the great scientists of this world, they are no better off than you. This puts all of you on the same level. If there's any great scientist among us, he's on the same level you are when it comes to answering this question I'm getting ready to ask. Where does time start and stop? That's one question. Science has not answered it yet. They will never be able to answer it. And to have time, you have to have something in motion. Okay? And to have something in motion, you have to have space. Where does space start and stop? God, the Creator, He made the man. And He put the man on earth in.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.